Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 90 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit us at www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 3rd of December, 2012. The title is The Unwilling. I spend a lot of time talking to suppliers. One of their specific frustrations is a lack of willingness by operations managers to change processes. No, we're not talking about processes that are brand new and untried. Additionally, we're not talking about mills that are capital constrained. The mills that I or we are talking about are the ones where department managers are so entrenched and so comfortable that they are unwilling to try well-proven processes that they can afford. Such people could be marched to successful installation after successful installation and will not take the plunge for one simple reason. They're unwilling to take risk and more. The more being that they do not want to be inconvenienced by starting up a process with which they are unfamiliar. One supplier was recently relating to me a process in the cost-sizing area, a well-proven one that, for an investment of less than $1 million U.S. dollars, would result in proven savings of $7 million U.S. dollars per year. After he had made his presentation showing endless examples of where this worked, the senior mill person in the room said, "So what?" So what? I suspect the shareholders of that company would be quite interested in hearing that manager's answer. Time and again, I have seen situations similar to this. Operations managers buried deep in a large mill resist change, not because they don't believe it will work, but simply because they don't want to be bothered. I spoke about this on Monday morning, 26th of November, in the morning highlight on NIPS on Pulp and Paper Radio International. If you go to that show, it's about halfway in the show. Over my career, I've seen many, many managers that don't want to be bothered with change. I have news for you. It is your fiduciary responsibility to be bothered with change. It is a tired old phrase, but change is inevitable, and not keeping up with it will cause you problems in two phases. The first phase of potential problems is with your competitors. If you don't accept a change and they do, they can earn an appropriate return on investment at a lower selling price than you can. You are cooked. The second area is that of the entire industry. If the entire industry does not keep up with their competitors, a competing industry will take the first industry's market with an entirely different product that performs in a superior way at a lower cost. Think about the internet, but we couldn't do much about that one. There was a situation like this going on in another industry at this time. Several brands of kitchen-type gadgets are promoting making soft drinks at home with a device that injects CO2 into a mixture to which you have added water. Two selling points here. The first one is that it is cheaper than buying soft drinks. Of course, that's an economic selling point. The second one is that it saves the production and disposal of plastic bottles. That's an environmental selling point, and with some people, that's more important than economics. It will be interesting to see how this affects the soft drink industry. Bottom line, you can never rest, you can never be comfortable. New ways are being developed all the time to transform even the most mundane task. They may not affect your business today, but they will sooner or later. The prudent managers and decision makers stay on top of these. For our quiz this week, we'll ask you what it takes to convince you to take the plunge and try something new. You can take it on the NIP Impressions website. For safety this week, the safety equipment industry is very vibrant and active in coming up with new ways to ensure safe operations. Someone in your organization should be spending a portion of their time staying abreast of these changes. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, Papery Tallow Publications, a division of Tallow Analytic International, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you know you can buy and sell used pulp and paper machinery and equipment without any brokerage fee? Just go to fixedassetrecovery.com and list your items for sale for free. That's fixedassetrecovery.com.
This is the NIP Impressions column for the week of the 10th of December, 2012. The title is Isolated Lessons from Retail. As I write this, I'm headed off to a new dentist this morning. I had been with my old dentist for at least 15 years. He probably collected $30,000 from my insurance company and me over those years as we prepared my teeth for my dotage. Laura invited him to my 50th birthday party 12 years ago, and he and his wife came. So why am I going to a new dentist this morning? Because he forgot his clients or patients come first. How in the world could that happen? It was quite simple. A few months ago, I had an appointment for a teeth clean at 1 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. About 9 a.m. that morning, the office receptionist called me and asked that I come in at 11 a.m. instead of 1 p.m. Friday morning is when I have regularly scheduled calls with my clients. I told her I couldn't make it. Her response was that I would have to come another time. Due to my usually heavy travel schedule and the office's schedule, we could not find a time that worked for about a month. At the end of that conversation, I asked her why she wanted me to move my appointment. The response? The hygienist's last appointment for the day before mine was at 10 a.m., and she didn't want to wait until 1 p.m. for me to come in. I called the dentist and asked him if losing my business over this was worth it. He backed the hygienist. Hence, I'll be seeing a new dentist today. I was faithful to National Car Rental for about 20 years. A number of years ago, they bought Alamo Car Rental. Now, what is the most critical time in the car rental experience? Yes, it is when you return to the airport and want to catch your plane. Time is usually comfortable but short. I like to have lots of time. National and Alamo did not merge their computer systems. So when I would pull back into the lot, there would be attendants with their little machines standing around. I would ask them to help me check in. Response, can't help you. I'm on the Alamo computer system. You'll have to wait for a National attendant. This happened twice. Ever since then, I have been a Hertz Gold member. 20 years of unquestioned loyalty down the drain. When was the last time you, paper mill manager, or you, supplier to mills manager, lost a customer? How hard is it for you to replace a customer? How easy would it have been for you to keep a customer? Was your most recent loss over something as easy to fix as the two situations I described above? If I were a dentist losing a revenue stream like me, I would have arranged a special appointment any time the client, that is me, wanted it, day, nights, weekend, or whatever. If I had been National and watching the daily flow, I would have simply put more little National machines in the hands of the attendants, switching them from Alamo to National until I could merge the computer systems. You have probably lost customers over situations as simple as this. Tell us about them in our weekly quiz here. For safety this week, it is the little things that count, just like my examples above. Little safety issues can create big problems. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, Papery Tallow Publications, a division of Tallow Analytic International, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills. Tallow Analytic International and Papery Tallow Publications have an exciting new service for pulp and paper mill managers, operators, and department heads. Called Tallow Tech, it consists of many user groups focusing on each unit operations in pulp and paper mills. For instance, screens, press sections, recovery boilers, winders, and so forth. And the best news is, if you work for a mill, a university, or are a fully retired professional, you can join as many of these groups as you like for free. Where are they located? On LinkedIn. That is www.linkedin.com. How do you join? Just go to linkedin.com, put Tallow Tech, that's T-A-L-O-T-E-C-H, in the group search. Join one of the four master groups that are there. As soon as you're accepted as a member, you can join the subgroup or groups of your choice and start solving problems. in your mill today. Any questions? Just email me, Jim Thompson at jthompson@taii.com with Tallowtech in the subject line. This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 17th of December, 2012. It is titled, An Integer and a Bunch of Zeros. I saw it happen again recently. A company was sold and a founder received a big check. It is certainly better than receiving a small check or no check, but nevertheless, it often feels hollow. First time I saw this happen was when my father sold the family farms back in Ohio many decades ago. We had what had been a good enterprise covering 450 acres in three counties was suddenly just a number and a bunch of zeros on a financial statement. So hollow, so empty. In the ringside seat I've had the privilege of holding in the paper industry for so many decades, I have seen this process time and again amongst public and private paper companies and suppliers to the industry. All the work, all the struggles, all the successes suddenly are just summarized as numbers on a statement. No place to go to work, no place to interact with the industry and colleagues. If you think of yourself as, quotes, just an employee, end quotes, you probably wish you could be so lucky. The reality is you are. For just like I have seen major stakeholders cash out, go home, and discover that mere numbers in a checkbook or a brokerage account are not enough, so it goes with regular Joes and Joannas too. And I have seen just as sad cases at this level. It is hard to make the transition from being vital and needed to having no reason to wake up in the morning. Some are successful at making the transition, some are not. The caution is to understand what you are facing, whether it is a mid-career change or an end-of-career transition. Many become so frustrated with what they are doing, they think anything else has to be better. This is, most of the time, not true. Yet once the actions are taken, they often cannot be reversed. As I have entered my seventh decade, many have asked me when I am going to, quote, hang it up. The answer is, as long as I am healthy, I am not. I have watched two people, my seniors, exercise the same path, and I hope it will be successful for me. One of these is Don Dick, chairman of Dick Engineering in Toronto, Ontario. Don's professional resume starts in 1947 and would have started earlier had he not had to leave college to serve in World War II. Don is still very active in the company that bears his family name and works at least 40 hours a week. The other is George Meade. George sold Consolidated Paper, a public company, many years ago, probably at its peak. As chairman of the company, he did the right thing for the shareholders. George's path forward has involved philanthropy and a great papermaking museum project in his hometown of Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. George is vibrant and active, but a mere youngster compared to Don Dick. George is only 85. The point of this is simple. If you think you don't like the worries and troubles and joys of what you do now, make a change. These just may be the good old days. Your new life may be so miserable you can't stand it. I know in my own case, while a risk taker throughout my life, what I've described above is a risk I dare not take. Keep going, keep active, and keep doing what you love. When you carefully consider all the options, what you are doing right now may just be the greatest joy you'll ever have, even if the joy is how much trouble it is. Our quiz this week can be taken in the online edition of NIP Impressions at nipimpressions.com. And for safety this week, you know where I'm headed. Safety and safe practices are attitudes from which you never retire. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, Papery Tallow Publications, a division of Tallow Analytic International, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is the NIP Impressions column for the week of the 24th of December, 2012. It's titled Housekeeping Wrap-Up. Well, it's nearly the end of 2012. Back in January, we declared this the year of housekeeping. How did you do? Did you make any progress? As we have stated many times, housekeeping starts with you. At the very least, it starts in the vehicle you drive to work. Then it continues in your personal workspace. From there, it spreads to all within your domain. I have only found one case in 40 years where I could not predict the overall general performance of the mill by casually observing the housekeeping. In that one case, there was an extraordinary leader leading an extraordinary team. At this time of the year, many things slow down. The hectic pace of the rest of the year diminishes. It is an excellent time to start or improve your housekeeping. Let's review the criteria. In your personal workspace, when you are ready for housekeeping inspection, it goes something like this. Your measuring tool, a coffee cup. Your measuring instrument, a flashlight. Start with the walls. Scour the walls with the flashlight up against them. You are using it to cast shadows of nails, picture hangers, and other such items that might be difficult to see otherwise. Find any. Pull them out and put them in the cup. Next, look around the room and pick up anything that is older than 1 month. Put these items in the cup. Next, pull out all the drawers out of your desk, credenza, file cabinets, and so forth. Take the flashlight and look in the cavities where the drawers were. You are looking for pens, papers, and so forth that slopped over the edge of the drawers at one time or another. Next, empty all the drawers. Return to the drawers only items that you have used in the last 3 months. Put everything else in the cup. Personal trinkets and so forth around your space? That is something of a personal call, but I can tell you if I walk in someone's office and is plastered with artifacts and pictures of things they do on their own time, I pretty much know where their heads are when they are on the company's time, and it is not good. Done? Do you have less than a cup full of items that do not belong? You pass the physical test. But we've not gotten to your computer, and we're going to save that for another time. In the mill or plant, the criteria is the same, except the measuring device is different. For each operating floor, you will go through with a flashlight every surface, floor to ceiling. Nothing that will not be used in the next 4 weeks should be in the space examined. There should be no cobwebs. When you get done, you should not have more than a 5-gallon bucket full of debris. We'll give you a little more break than just the coffee cup you had in your office. We did several shows on housekeeping on Pulp and Paper Radio International during the year. You can check those at the Pulp and Paper Radio International website. There'll be links on this article on NIP Impressions. For our quiz this week, we'll simply ask you how you did this year. You may take it on the website. And for safety this week, I'm repeating myself, but you know you can't get injured on something that doesn't exist. Housekeeping and safety are closely, closely linked. Be safe, and we will talk next week, and have a safe and happy holiday season. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, Papery Tallow Publications, a division of Tallow Analytic International, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 90 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit us at www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the 31st of December, 2012. Its title is A New Budget Year. A new year brings a new budget for most companies, although there are still some whose fiscal year does not coincide with the calendar year. Over the years, budgets have become more rigid. As large companies have moved to master software programs, there is little room to maneuver as cost centers are funded for the coming period. In this respect, small companies have a great deal more flexibility than larger ones with these master control protocols. What I have noticed over the last couple of decades as platforms such as SAP have come into popular use is the following. the thinking of managers has not changed to keep up with these new ways of doing things. Mid-level managers have traditionally been tactical executors, keeping to a broad general business plan, but making many tactical adjustments as the business period, that be a quarter, half year, year, or whatever, passes. With these new software control packages, there is an opportunity to move from tactics to strategy at a lower level in the organization. Now, let me be the first to admit that when such packages as SAP first came along, I was very negative on them. The idea was great, but the packages were awful at execution. Things became more fouled up, less streamlined than they had been with the old manual ways of doing things. However, now, after several generations, the feedback I am receiving is that these are not so bad. In fact, sometimes they are downright helpful. So this brings us back to strategy and tactics. In the old days, top management set the strategy and those down the line executed. Tactics. Today, however, tactical execution on a very broad basis is becoming nearly automatic. The software controls ordering all of the goods and services to execute to strategy. This should free up those who traditionally executed, that be the middle managers, to do a bit of strategic thinking, albeit at a lower level and only in harmony with the overall business plan. For if software is doing its job with the day-to-day tactics, middle managers can spend time looking for more optimal ways of execution, not necessarily for the next week or the next month, but for the next budget period. Of course, if they find a great new way to do something that is a step change, it should be implemented right now. What seems to be missing today is the realignment of middle managers' objectives and expectations to realize this possible new role. And of course, the training that will be needed to do these new tasks effectively is missing as well. It seems as though too many middle managers are just, quotes, me-tooing, end quotes, on top of decisions the software already mandates. Some of you will say that what I've proposed is a crazy idea, that overarching software is still too clumsy to fully entrust it to these tactical decisions. I say then, go back to the software providers and demand this level of tactical certainty. After all, didn't their salespeople promise this to your board when they were pitching the sale of this gazillion-dollar pile of digital code? Make them do their job and then hold middle management to a new standard once you train them. This seems the way to really take budgets and hence companies to a new level of performance. We're going to give you a break on the quiz this week. It is the holidays. For safety, we can say for certain that when we have not found, we can say for certain we have not found a computer program that can take over all of safety yet. It is still a personal matter. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, Papery Tallow Publications, a division of Tallow Analytic International, Duluth, Georgia, USA.